There once was a lawyer they called Mr. Clay, who had but few clients, and they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation he grew so afraid that he courted and married a wealthy old maid. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. That's the chorus. He went to see the wedding. The lawyer made one big mistake. 'Twas not in omitting the wine nor the cake. The ring was well chosen, they had a good feed, but the lawyer did not get a warranty deed. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. That night in their chamber the lady arose and began to prepare to repine and repose. Her husband sat near her, admiring her charms, which gave him such pleasure to hold in his arms. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. She went to the washstand to bathe her fair face, and thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose in her cheek quickly grew very faint, and he saw on the towel 'twas nothing but paint. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. She went to the mirror to take down her hair, and when she had done so, her scalp was all bare. Said she, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. She hung her false hair on the wall on a peg. Then she proceeded to take off a leg. Her quivering husband thought sure she would die when she asked him to come and help take out her glass eye. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. We lost somebody. The husband was biting his quivering lip while she was removing her counterfeit hip. Just then her false nose clattered down on the floor, and the poor lawyer screamed and ran out of the door. Fortunate man, thank you. Now all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes and a little bit later got quite a surprise. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. Not exactly church doctrine, but very practical, very practical.